Okay. Oh, this is wild. All right, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, Part 2. Monday, Eric and I played Part 1 for you. This one is about 12, 13 minutes long. Not too long, so that's good. Good job, James. This is, this is what, have you seen this, the tease on this yet?
No.
Oh, it's good. Just, all of you out there, imagine, a blow dart. You know what a blow dart is, right? Blow dart. Through a tube and you, whoosh, and the dart goes and it's got poison on it and it sticks in someone and they die or whatever it is they're supposed to do. Well, blow dart is going to figure very strongly in part two of Project Veritas, Be Brave and Do Something series. An FDA official says, blow dart African Americans. And wants a registry, a national registry for the unvaccinated. I hope most all of you are unvaxxed out there. They can keep any registry they want. I don't care. They're going to do it anyhow. They probably already have it. They're listening to this program right now, recording it. They probably got tracer lines out on everybody else who's tapped in and listening. It doesn't matter. The technology is decades ahead of where most people think it is. So don't lose any sleep over it. Don't worry about being on lists. You've been on a list for forever. Fair statement, Erica?
Yes.
Of course. All right. So I think what we'll do is just jump into this and see how it unfolds. It's a little garbled in the beginning because there's a kind of a pudgy fellow. Let me send you the let me send this to Erica real quick, so she'll have it and you'll be able to track along with it. Okay, on the way. All right. So we're going to play this, and the first person they have in it is, I think he's eating in a restaurant, and eating is something he obviously has a great love for. He's overweight. Another typical American who doesn't know when to stop chewing. Of course, that's what sheep do, isn't it? They graze all the time. They just keep chewing. Keep your head down and keep eating. And that's what most people do. That's it. Good. That's a good expression. Eating for sport, and don't forget competition.
That's right.
All right. Okay, here we go with Project Veritas, Part 2. It's a little garbled in the beginning, but listen, you'll hear blow dart. You'll get that much, and it'll be spelled out more clearly later, I'm sure.
Get blow darts at J&J and go to the unvaccinated and blow it into them, blow dart it into them.
I remember reading about how with COVID trials they were having an issue recruiting African-American people.
Can't blame them.
I can't, but at the same time, like, blow dart. It's where we're going. There needs to be a registry of the people who aren't vaccinated. Although that's sounding very Germany.
The Germany that you're thinking of, is
not
it?
Not Germany.
I mean, think about it like the Jewish star.
Like
the
VA or something?
Yeah.
So, again,
so in order. Blow dart. It is the perfect answer.
This guy, whoever this pudgy piglet is talking about blow darts being the perfect answer for African Americans who have traditionally refused the vax. Bravo to all of you out there who might be listening. I think it's 15% have been vaxxed, something like that, 85% have not. And this pig is talking about blow darts being the perfect answer. Find a black American and hit him with a blow dart. You probably will be right. They're not vaxxed. All right. He says, his name is Taylor Lee, the FDA. He said, it is the perfect answer.
And since J&J is an mRNA, you have no issue of it counteracting with anything else. So again, you just shoot everyone. Drone darts. Easy.
How do we reach the minority populations?
Blow darts is always the answer.
Yes.
I will cheers to that.
Yes, cheers.
The people who are like, oh, the vaccine's terrible, the Antichrist, they're like, yes, our savior.
He said, yes, our savior, Nicki Minaj. Now, this guy is obsessed with blow darts. And you heard him say something interesting. Let me see if I can back up to this. He talked about since Moderna is not the same as Pfizer and... Hold on here. Not Moderna. He was talking about Johnson & Johnson there. All right, there it is. Okay. This guy's name is Taylor Lee. Probably won't be employed by tomorrow morning. FDA. Drones. Drone darts. Not long tubes, but the idea was darts from drones. Got it? Pick a black person. Dart him. This guy's nuts. But I think he's onto something that they're thinking about or planning.
So again, you just shoot everyone.
Oh, there it was. I got to back up. It's because the J&J is different. So he says it's the perfect answer.
It is the perfect answer. And since J&J is an mRNA, you have no issue of it counteracting with anything else.
Okay, since J&J isn't mRNA, you have no issue with it counteracting with anything else. Erica?
Well, I don't know what he's referring to. Obviously, he knows something we don't.
Perfect answer. Correct. You saw right through that. Good. He knows something we don't.
This is also pretty low-tech to be resorting to such a primitive method of getting something into somebody. I mean,
well, using drones with darts, little tubes. Yeah.
Somebody's going to know that they were hit with something, and you know, there's better ways of doing this, but
I don't think
he's the brightest bulb on the tree.
I know he's certainly one of the fattest bulbs on the tree, but I think I don't know. And since J&J isn't mRNA, you have no issue of it counteracting with anything else. Odd. All right, onward.
And since J&J is an mRNA, you have no issue of it counteracting with anything else. So again, you just shoot everyone. Drone darts. Easy.
How do we reach the minority populations?
Blow darts is always the answer.
Yes.
I will cheers to that.
Yes, cheers.
And the people who are like, oh, the vaccine's terrible, the Antichrist, are like, yes, our savior.
So if they start handing out vaccines, I'm going to go door to door and stab everyone. Oh, it's just your booster shot. Stick your arm out.
Exactly.
What's that? Oh, it's just a vitamin C shot. Again, if you're an undercover journalist, you can't quote me.
Well, Taylor, you done been quoted, buddy. So that was a little snippet of what I assume will be laid out in more detail now. Here we go. The government doesn't want you or doesn't want to show
that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
We need to see a registry of the people who aren't vaccinated. That's sounding very Germany. I'm going to go door to door and stab everyone. Oh, it's just your booster shot.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. She was coerced into taking
it. They are not reported. So they
a little flashback to part one.
Show it on the map.
So the tendency of the white people now.
How do we reach the minority population?
Blow darts is probably still our most used option. Blow darts is always the answer.
Yes.
Cheers for that.
Yes. Thank you. like FDA or something?
Yeah. I remember reading about how with COVID trials, they were having an issue recruiting African-American people, and it was because of a different medication the government tried to do that was specifically designed to kill African-Americans.
Oh, so like a mistrust thing.
Yeah.
But so, this thing's safe, though.
And we know that now,
yeah.
But, like, again, I think there is still this big mistrust in, like, it's deep-rooted in...
Yeah. Can't blame them.
I can't, but at the same time, like, Lodar, it's where we're going.
Yeah.
I mean, my personal thing is, like, you know, you get blow darts of J&J, and... Again, I'm a little cynical.
What do you mean, blow darts of J&J?
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson.
What do you mean?
Like... Go to the unvaccinated, blow it into them, blow dart it into them.
Yeah.
That's where I am at this point.
How do we reach the minority populations? Is there a way to do it? I want to get back to normal.
I'm sure there is. I'm not the person to answer it, though, other than blow darts. Because I think that is a great solution.
Well, the problem with that is African Americans, they might think that it's like almost like a callback to like getting shot by like the.
It's fine. We'll go for the whites first.
Oh, there you go.
We'll post like video campaigns about doing it to the whites first, and then they can't call it.
Then they can't say it's racist.
Exactly.
Because it almost harkens back to like the photo shot in Africa by a blow dart and then put it on.
We'll have to hire some Amazonians first.
Yes.
Because, like, they'll get it done.
How good are you at blowing darts?
Want to see us to get an Amazon rainforest tribe out here? Yeah, but I mean, the undocumented immigration isn't much of an issue as, like, a lot of people make out. I think the issue, again, is if it's a large population of people who are going to choose not to get vaccinated because they don't want to admit that they are undocumented. Again, you're going to create this issue where it's you got the anti-vaxxers and the people who are choosing not to for that reason, and then you have the vaccine. Again, the obvious answer is blood darts.
I'm a little confused at this guy. I wonder if he's some of this is tongue in cheek. He said some of the African Americans don't want to get injected because it'll force them to somehow give up their status as being an undocumented. I guess he's talking about some of those who've been flown over here from Somalia at our expense in the middle of the night, and that happened. United Airlines, Delta was flying them. We had that story a couple months ago. Still going on, apparently. Or Haitians who were supposedly going to be sent home, but who are now being sent home to your hometown right now. Right from under that freeway overpass. This guy keeps saying the answer is blow darts. I don't know. I don't think, honestly, this is out of the reach of DARPA to come up with an ultra-silent stealth drone that would shoot little... They call them flechettes, and they are so small that people actually... They wouldn't necessarily... It's not like getting hit with a 2 or 3 ounce thing. It's very tiny. So I don't know what this guy knows, what he thinks he knows. I don't know. Any thoughts on this, Erica, so far?
I think he's letting his imagination run away with it. I would like to understand is, does he genuinely believe that these vaccines are something beneficial and this is his way of enforcing a policy he believes in?
He
doesn't seem that bright to me.
No, he seems like a twit.
Yes, a twit for hire.
That's it. Well, let's find out. Let's go ahead. Finish up.
I mean, there's easier ways of getting this stuff into people than running around and trying to blow darts on this. It's absurd.
It's a bit of a stretch. Let's see where James O'Keefe is able to go with this. This guy's name is Taylor Lee. Has a telltale lisp. No, I'm not stereotyping people, but that's just a fact of the matter. Okay, here we go.
We just stick everyone again with the J&J to make sure that everyone's got something, we're good.
I know there's enough to go around, so I mean, it's just how to so in order. So.
Low dart. It is the perfect answer. And since J&J is an mRNA, you have no issue of it interacting with anything else. So.
But it is mRNA.
Well, it's more of a, it's a vector. You know, so it's part of a.
It's a virus.
It's part of a real virus. It's more potent in that regard than the mRNA being encased in lipid nanoparticles.
Right.
So it can go in just like a regular virus could.
An allegedly attenuated regular virus, which we don't believe.
Correct.
All right. Here we go.
Of it counteracting with anything else. So again, you just shoot everyone.
I don't know what kind of technology we have right now, like miniature sort of blow darts or anything like that. Something that you run.
Okay, here we go. Miniature. Now, he's asking what I mentioned a couple minutes ago. What kind of technology? Let's see what Taylor Lee has to say. He's coming back with drone and drone darts. Let's see if he does anything else. All right.
Drone darts. Easy.
The white, uneducated, like... It's like all of the colloquial people that we see in like Alabama and all this, and it's like... Apparently you need an IQ test, and if you fail below a certain level of IQ, you're getting a shot.
That's a good idea. That would probably put a lot of shots in arms.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, how feasible is that, though?
That's less feasible than the blow darts. I think the blow darts are probably still our most feasible option.
All right, cool.
And, like, the funding's there. It's easy to do. Mm-hmm. Blow darts. It's all we need. Done.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's terrible, but at this point I'm like, I don't care about your bodily autonomy. Because it's not just your bodily autonomy that you're putting in jeopardy.
You see any of that stuff going on with, what's her name? Nicki Minaj. I mean, I just don't understand why she's opening up her mouth and causing more harm.
Well, see, the issue is that, like I just said, we look at it as harm because we think, and like I think most educated people would think, the vaccine is a good thing.
Like most educated people would think the vaccine's a good thing. This guy, I think, actually believes it, Eric.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas, you know, on the other side of the coin, the people who are like, oh, the vaccine's terrible.
Whereas, you know, on the other side of the coin, the people who are like, oh, the vaccine's terrible, the Antichrist, are like, yes, our savior.
But my dad doesn't know anything. So I not on your level, my problems with him were not on your level, but my problems with him were like, he's anti-vax.
Okay.
He's,
So we need a blow dart to go visit him.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Hey, Dad, stick your arm out.
Exactly.
What's in that? Oh, it's just a vitamin C shot.
Exactly. In my opinion, the fitness industry dealing with this, like, you have to force it door to door.
Okay, the Project Veritas journalist, the undercover guy, says, I think, in my opinion, the fitness industry dealing with this, we're going to have to force it door to door. Let's see what Taylor Lee has to say in response.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What are the chances of that happening?
I mean, census goes door to door if you don't respond. So, we have the infrastructure to do it. Costs a ton of money.
Yeah.
But I think... at that point, there needs to be a registry of the people who aren't vaccinated. Although that's sounding very Germany at the same point.
Okay, we're listening to Project Veritas Part 2, just issued within the last hour or so. So you're getting an advanced listen to it. Taylor-Lee Food and Drug Administration has been set up for this surveillance type of interview, and he's got a few hang-ups. I wonder if people are actually able to speak anymore, Erica, without using the word like at least once a sentence.
I know. It's very telling of their...
Yes, the extent of their vocabulary. I'd hear people talk, and I honestly, on a television or whatever, and I would count. And I honestly came up with, like, see? Little joke there. I would come up with about, 25 or 30 uses of it in one paragraph. It was amazing. Just amazing.
Oh, it's filler. You know, when you don't know what else to say, you interject that while you think of something else to say.
Well, it's a comma.
Right.
It's a comma.
But this is the caliber of people that they're hiring for the FDA these days? It's frightening.
I don't know. It seems like it. I mean, O'Keefe's not a dummy. They set this guy up, and they interviewed him. He didn't know he was being interviewed, but they got him. Taylor Lee is his name. We'll go back to this video right now. Here we go. We're going to go through the break, Todd. Thanks.
I mean, we have to get back to normal.
I agree, says Pudgy Taylor.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there is, like I said before with other things, I don't think there's a good choice. There isn't a black or white choice. There's only gray choices. Because the black or white isn't feasible.
Yeah, I'm at the level where I'm like,
I agree. I'm also there. But what I think and what the government will actually do are very different.
Like blow darts, I guess. So what do you
say? How sophisticated.
Yes. I agree. I'm also there. But what I think and what the government will actually do are very different.
Because if they start handing out vaccines, I'm going to go door to door and stab everyone. Oh, it's just your booster shot.
There you go.
I'm not a trained licensed professional. It's fine.
I mean, you could tell them it's like a flu shot or something. It's a monthly.
I mean, I'm sure they don't take that either. So the death rate's gone down. This is the one thing that I hate about statistics is, you know, sometimes you can play with them in the way that you want to show the information. Because you can definitely do that, you know. If you let COVID kill off everyone over 60, let's say, everyone under that age is going to have an easier recovery period for the most part. So the death rate would obviously go down. It's like, oh, we're doing a great job. Death rate's down. But it's like, okay, you've killed off like 400 million people.
Yeah.
And again, that's one of the things about statistics. It's like, oh, you play around. Sometimes you can find the thing to tell you what you want it to tell you.
Well, I just figured that it would be a no-brainer that they would push for the booster shots.
I understand FDA's position because it was like, oh, yeah, they only produce the data for 65 and older with these booster shots. So they don't have the data to say, oh, yeah, it does the same thing for 20-year-olds. And it's like, okay. But do we think it's harmful for 20-year-olds to get a booster shot? This is my question to FDA. And it's like, they're like, they didn't provide enough data. And it's like, okay, I get it. But I don't at the same time. But that's my personal opinion. Again, if you're an undercover journalist, you can't quote me.
Yeah. So this is the thing that's always like really crude as an economist. Is we have a certain value that we put on each human life. And so when I think about, like, government mandates like that, I think about it in those terms, which, you know, is terrible because I think each human life is priceless in its own self. But, like, okay, so if you give 1 million vaccines and 2 of them are blood clots, okay, you have a loss of $10 million about in your, like, government regulation type world framework. Because each life accounts for about $5 million.
and again, it can range and all that stuff, but like, okay, so if you give these million vaccines, you get everything back to normal, are you making more than that $10 million loss or are you not? And that's the way that, like, we're trained to, like, try and think about these things in terms of cost-benefit analysis, that type of stuff. Again, my own opinion is very different, but...
So you're trained... Can you explain that in layman's terms better?
Yeah, so, like, with our econ training, with, like, when I learned how to do my job...
Will there, like, ever play politics with, like, the science? Or...
So, I would think that the general people there, so the people who are the actual scientists, no... But there are political appointees that are generally scientific advisors who are appointed by the president or the commissioner. Mm. So they definitely do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're being paid based on if the other people are staying in power. Unfortunately, everyone ends up playing politics. But I don't think that the career scientists are. I think that it's the people that they're unfortunately having to report to because... these political appointees are being put in place, and that's part of, like, the Senate confirms the people to then just pick their people.
Okay, that's the end of that one, part two. There's a lot of repetitive editing there to make sure you understand everything and hear it clearly, but it's supposedly an FDA employee, and I think the blow dart thing is some kind of a personal fascination he has.
I would say so. I mean, yeah. It would be next to impossible to have any type of intelligent conversation with someone like that. He doesn't even know what's in these things.
No, he's.
He doesn't know what it's doing to people. He doesn't know how they work.
We don't know.
He
I
just
wish
has
we knew
an ideology that he wants to foist on everybody else. And
right, right, typical. Typical. Small ego. Okay.
It's a power trip. Yeah. Yep.
It's what it is.
But it's frightening that is the caliber of people within these agencies right now, at least the lower rungs.
Oh, it's horrible.
And it's also interesting that the FDA is one of the institutions or branches that are exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate. Well, along with employees of both Pfizer and Moderna.
Along with employees of the people. We the people. The Congress of the United States.
That's right. And all illegal immigrants.
It's incredible. Okay, now there's another story that we have up. It's in headlines right now. You'll see it. It's right near the top. And it's a rerun from yesterday, but it's very important. The title says clearly, see what the COVID vax does to your blood. How to remove vaccine poison within 30 minutes of injection. See what the spike protein and graphene oxides do to your blood. And it's a very interesting video. It's not very long, and I think it's Russian, isn't that our guess?
I think so, yeah.
Let me play this and I'll describe what's going on for those of you who don't have the ability to see it. It's how to remove vaccine poison and see what the spike protein and graphene oxides do. So I'll run this video. it's Russian. It does not mean it's in Russia, but it's Russian. COVID poison removal.
Лежа, ложиться на бок и ждем минут 5. Прошло примерно 5 минут. Мы убираем.
All right, what we've got here is the left arm, upper arm, where someone was injected. And they put it's a round glass, like a small globe, about 2 inches in
diameter.
Yeah, it's
like a suction cup, a clear glass suction cup.
Right, and... it's on the arm, and it has been it's activated to the extent that it's pulled the flesh under this round, what do they call it, a cup? All right, we'll call it a cup. this round cup up about, that's a good 3/4 of an inch, I'd say. So
that's
the
a little bit like a shot glass.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. What's a shot? You have to tell me sometime. All right. So they pull this person's flesh up, and there's one red dot under this glass cup.
And they pierced it with a needle, right?
That may be the injection point from less than a half an hour ago. That was my guess. So
this procedure, it has to happen within 30 minutes for it to supposedly work.
Although I do not believe all the blood stays concentrated in that area for 30 minutes.
No.
That's what they're saying here. But it's fascinating because I think anyone understands if you're cut with a razor blade, which is going to happen in a moment, the blood will flow out. It won't just sit there red at the slice. It'll flow. So let's see what happens here with this one. You can see this. Okay, they take the globe. They take the cup off the arm, and the doctor is explaining, I believe, that the shot was administered, and that's what that one red dot is.
Поперечно по оси конечности. Значит, вот так, если делаем вот так склад, появляется складка, поперечная складка.
So he's actually now squeezing on either side of what appears to be the injection site, but nothing will come out. It's just a red dot of blood. Now this is a round area that's still raised a little bit from when before they took the cup off. So they're going to take a razor blade and make little ticks, tick, tick, little cuts. Six straight down. And then next to that, six more straight down. Next to the vaccine point. And there's blood coming out, not a lot, from each of the little slices with the razor blade. All right, so he completes the entire area that is a circle where the original cup was put on and then put under a vacuum, and it pulled the tissue out. So he's pretty well covered the whole area. Then they're going to put the cup back on, and they're actually administering more suction to it. And now the cuts are all emitting blood. Some of it's running, some of it's not. But there's a considerable amount of blood in the little cup. Now, he's going to take the cup off the arm. This is fresh blood, remember. And oh my, the blood has actually clumped together and clotted like cranberry sauce. In fact, it looks like cranberry sauce. And it falls out of the cup into another container in one gelatinous glob. Now, this was taken out of an area about 2.5 inches in diameter. And it's one. It looks exactly like... Does it look like cranberry sauce to you?
Yeah. It's solid. It's not drippy or liquid. It's solid. Totally coagulated.
All right, that blood, they had to really put a lot of suction on that to get it to come out of those little cuts. And now he's going to dump it out into another container. All right, but that's the end of the video. But here's the point. The blood has somehow already, allegedly within 30 seconds, coagulated into a clot-like disposition, so when it runs together in the cup under vacuum, it immediately is a clot. It's a clump.
Yeah, it's solid.
All right, now, Erica sent me a video which goes hand in hand with this, and you'll find it right below this one in headlines. It says, now watch how rattlesnake venom does the same thing to human blood, instant clotting. And the point is there are clearly chemicals or technologies that can cause the human blood to clot in the body almost immediately. Now, tell us what you were told, I guess, if you can, about somebody withdrawing blood from someone for some kind of blood work, and then the blood was to be put back in them. This is after they were vaxxed.
Yeah, this was a woman that she presented for ozone therapy, a blood ozone treatment. It was on Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, if you know her channel. She described withdrawing the blood and said the blood took quite some time to come out, like perhaps twice as long as normal. Did the ozone treatment, then went to put it back in, and it took twice as long, and she thought that was odd. And during this whole procedure, she was conversing with the patient and found out that this patient had been vaxxed with the Pfizer vaccine a number of weeks ago, something like 2 to 4 weeks ago. And the patient claimed at the time that she had no adverse effects from the vaccine, nothing noticeable whatsoever. But her blood was not healthy, and several people commented, well, she must be forming microclots. And the response of Dr. Suzanne Humphreys was that no, those would have shown up in the filter, and there was no evidence of any clotting in the filter. What it seems to be is a charge issue. In other words, the membranes on the red blood cells, they're not charged up. They're not repelling each other. So they're clumping. And there's been other instances where people have gone to donate blood and it's causing some problems with some of the machines. I mean, there's alarms on them to indicate that the blood is clotting. I've seen a side-by-side comparison of two bags of blood. One from a vaxxed, one from an unvaxxed, and the one from the vaxxed is noticeably darker, very dark.
Okay, I don't know where it was now. One of the videos, someone was talking about they withdrew blood. You remember this. And when, I think it was a woman doctor, when she pulled it, the blood wouldn't come out easily. It was the same kind of story, but when she pulled the needle out, there was a long stringy piece.
Oh yeah, that was
trailed.
Another one. Yes.
What's that about?
If I remember correctly, it was a gentleman who'd been vaxxed, and in the weeks to months after his vaccination, his blood had developed, I guess, a lot of iron, maybe. He was recommended to have regular blood draws to reduce his iron load. And during one of these procedures, when she took the needle out, there was a big clot stuck at the, like a big stringy clot at the end of the needle. So he wasn't just retaining a lot of iron, he's clotting as well.
All right, well, let's assume that clot, or smaller versions thereof, moves around the circulatory system and heads to the heart.
Or the brain. Or the lung.
I mean, think about this. If that goes, let's take the brain. Goes into the brain. Part of your brain is going to die. That's going to shut down the circulation. And all the surrounding tissues and cells will die. This is a sticky, gooey mass. So I don't know how these people are living as long as they are, and I think maybe the answer to that is many of them aren't.
Well, we've had those instances that we mentioned the other night about people going to sleep and not waking up.
And I think there are over 1 million dead already. I think this is an horrifically satanic program that is hiding from the populace the truth of this. We know that much. We're seeing hiding of the number of dead. I think there are a lot of grieving families in this country now who, if they maybe had a chance,
You know, the incidents in Las Vegas over the weekend, and they're one hospital They've admitted 126. It's likely twice that
right.
in one weekend, dead.
Incredible. I don't know if ADE even plays a role in most of these deaths at this point. Maybe the longer surviving vaxxed people would be set up for that. So when they get infected with influenza this winter, they will have an horrific response immunologically, and it'll kill them. But right now, these people seem to be dying. A 25-year-old football player after his first game dropped dead. University of Ottawa dropped dead. No health problems. He dropped dead. People are dropping dead all over the place. There have been at least three or four name Hollywood actors who have died recently, and no cause of death was given. What does that tell you? It tells you all you need to know. Most all of them died from vax.
Yeah, I'm hearing that even the La Quinta Columna was saying, or maybe it was Orwell City, that the exercise and these vaccinations do not mix. Now, whether that's because the blood has been poisoned, it can't carry oxygen normally, it doesn't flow normally, it's prone to clotting, or whether the heart is becoming damaged from the spike proteins, perhaps the endothelium also becoming damaged from the spike proteins. It's a bad mix.
Exercise and vaccines. First of all, this is not a vaccine. It's a carrier, as I've been saying for well over a year. Now we're seeing there's no arguing that. Orwell City and La Quinta Columna, how are they related? Do we know? Is that just the website name, Orwell City?
Orwell City is publishing the findings of La Quinta Columna. The La Quinta Columna is the research team that has been looking into the toxins in these vaccines and trying to determine what's at play here and all these people getting sick. They are firmly believe it's merely, at least where they are, the presence of this graphene oxide interacting with the electromagnetic frequencies, primarily coming off the 5G towers. They don't believe at this time that there's any virus or any genetic code that's playing into what they're seeing.
And the frightful part about that is 5G isn't fully set up or deployed.
Exactly.
Not close.
Nope.
Musk said his Starlink beta test was due to, I think, conclude at the end of October. So he's still in the preliminaries. There will be nowhere to hide from that pretty soon.
Right.
It will come down not only from your neighborhood tower onto you, but above. From above.
No escaping it. Yeah.
So silver mesh works. 6G, it'll be brass, but that's maybe 10 years away. So the silver thread industry will be big. So that could push silver up quite a bit in value too. Think about that.
I imagine. Yeah. But get familiar with that kind of protection.
I bought just a piece of mesh, like net, like fish, little fish net, like the kind you'd use to dip out a fish from your fish aquarium. Small little net, little tiny diameter in between each piece of the fabric. But it's made of silver, and I put it on one side of the cell phone, and on the other side I had my EMF meter. Before I dropped the silver mesh cloth between them, I was getting rip-roaring results. I put the mesh in there, nothing. It stopped it. So what they're doing now is they're making mesh clothing. Long sleeve T-shirts with hoodies. What else, Erica? You know,
hats. Hats are popular. Shirts, briefs, panties, leggings. And then there's blankets. tents.
Yeah, you can sneak under your blanket.
Not necessarily for outdoors.
Right. Put a tent
just,
over your
you know,
bed.
I mean, some people are not going to be able to get away from this. If you're living in an apartment complex or condominium complex where you have a whole bank of these meters, smart meters, right outside your wall, you might be in trouble.
Smart meters.
This stuff will cook you. It will literally cook you.
Yes, it will. Nobody talks about smart meters anymore.
Oh, I guess they're taking them for granted. They're there. They're not going away. I mean, you can opt out, but if you're in a densely populated area with
doesn't matter
with neighbors that have this stuff, and now it's going to be beamed down on us. And even in the UK, they're talking about doing a beta test where they're going to somehow thread it through the water supply, through the pipes.
Yes, that was fiber optics.
Yeah,
they're going to thread fiber optic cables through the water mains, and apparently, how I don't know, but routed into the supply pipe to every residence or building.
That's going to be their solution to people who, you know, in rural areas that don't have access to the antennas.
I'd forgotten about that already, just a few days ago too. I don't understand that. How they're gonna do it, unless they're somehow going to be using smart fibers that look for a certain specific pipe. I don't know. But anyway, they're actually thinking of running this through to get people who will not cooperate. Wasn't that the thrust of it?
Yeah, I mean, this 5G is going to be deployed in every corner of the globe if they have their way.
All right, well, that's why Jeff, who still doesn't know how to use his smartphone, probably never will, I can make a call on it. It's an Apple iPhone 11 Pro Max. And I found one of the last brand new ones in a box left in America. And the reason I wanted that is because it does not have a 5G antenna. So it will not pull in 5G and concentrate it. That's not to say it won't pass through me and all that, but at least it's not. I understand you can take pictures with these things. Is that right?
I think so. I have heard that. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go. Well, anyway, someday I'll figure it out. Now, we don't have time, but Dr. Ryan Cole said something recently, very important. We talked earlier tonight about how we expect cancers to be common, utterly commonplace. We're already finding acute leukemia. There'll be many other types, but Dr. Cole said he's seeing you remember.
Yeah, so far, I mean, he's a pathologist, so he sees specimens when they come into the lab for analysis. 20-time increase in endometrial cancer since the beginning of this year. Various types of skin cancers that if they were caught early, they'd be easily treatable, not very aggressive, but he's seeing early aggressive skin cancers. Human papillomavirus, which is associated with cervical cancer, many, many times increase in those. I've personally heard of a couple people being diagnosed with brain tumors, lymphomas, kidney cancer.
Are these brain tumors glioblastomas? Are they the worst kind? Or what do you know?
The one I heard of was an acoustic neuroma, which was somebody that was in the hearing, tinnitus and hearing loss group, so that might have been a incidental finding when she went to be evaluated for the ringing in the ears.
Right.
And they did a scan and they saw the tumor. So a lot of times those tumors grow and you don't even know you have them until many years later when you start to have symptoms. But I don't know. I mean, many cancers would be non-life-threatening for many years if your immune system is reasonably healthy, intact, but now you've challenged it with this genetic so-called therapy, and all bets are off. You've pretty much derailed your immune system.
No P53? And what's the other one? There's a P53 and there's another one.
A retinoblastoma gene?
I guess that's the one. Yeah. So they're disarmed or suppressed or
not talking to each other, right?
No. So you're going to have to take extremely good care of yourselves and take your supplements. And I think I've got that up in the archive as well, which supplements we recommend. So have at it. Thanks for being here, as always, Erica. Talk to you soon.
Okay, my pleasure, Jeff. Thank you.
Good night. And thanks to all of you for being here. That was a lot of information. I hope you learned from it and keep listening. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Take care.